If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
Well, not necessarily Gugule Tumfupi, but Sumitra Naidu will be bringing you Kaya Biz for the rest of the week. And so she's with us this morning. And I think maybe let's start off with FNB's pilot program at Pick and Pay and One Stop Shops. How's that going to work? What do you know about it?
Yes, morning, Cesar. Well, it's an interesting concept. And yes, it does, you know, it makes it more convenient to have everything under one roof. So you're putting a kiosk into a Pick and Pay store. It improves access, especially to those that need to take transport to get to a bank branch. It's time. It costs money to get there. These branches are often in shopping centers and malls. Now, Pick and Pay already has a partnership with F&B, a loyalty program that was for a certain client. It's now expanding on that, giving all F&B customers who shop at Pick and Pay up to 30% of what they spend. So, you know, we're always looking for discounts as well. This is an important partnership for Pick and Pay as well. The retailer has been losing market share to the likes of Checkers and Woolworths. It's had management issues as well. And tapping into F&B's customer base is already seeing results for it. There's been a 98% increase in online shopping among F&B customers since November last year. So the F&B kiosks will add another layer to this, giving shoppers easier access and obviously access to all of the benefits that comes with this partnership.
Well, we'll see how well it works. I know some South Africans do prefer to walk into an actual bank. I don't know if they'll be able to get the same service from a kiosk bank, but I guess it remains to be seen. Speaking of banks, though, Old Mutual Bank. This is an announcement that they made early last year. They are finally going to be coming online this year, right?
That's right. We have another bank coming on board. That's Old Mutual announcing yesterday that they've received their banking license from the Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority. The insurance giant now firmly on its way to actually making those banking services available later this year. They expect to be up and running in the fourth quarter of this year. Old Mutual spending about 2.8 billion rand to build the bank. It will take about 3 years until it breaks even, so they would be reporting losses until then. But look, it does improve competition, more options for customers. It will also be a very competitive market for Old Mutual itself as it goes up against the bigger, more established banks and all of the fintech companies coming online. But obviously, good news, we've got another bank coming in line for customers.
And then lastly, I mean, this story you kind of touched on earlier on, we know that the MPC has made their decision. We know that we're going to get some kind of an announcement regarding interest rates today from the governor of the Reserve Bank. What are we expecting?
So we've got the Reserve Bank started its three-day meeting yesterday. That decision will come out tomorrow at about 3 o'clock. And we've got consumer price inflation data that's due later today. So this is always important for the Reserve Bank as it looks at this data along with all other data. CPI, very important because it's a basket of goods. We're looking at the prices. And this is essentially what the Reserve Bank does, is to manage prices, to make sure that it's not, you know, moving out of control, essentially protecting the poor. So that CPI we're looking at coming out for January, February, and we're looking at that figure coming out today. Obviously, the Reserve Bank will look at that in terms of its decision for tomorrow. In December, we are seeing inflation going up. In December, it moved to 3%, and in January, it came in at 3.2%. So we're not too sure what we're going to get today. It's still at the lower levels, though, of the Reserve Bank's target of 3 to 6%, which means there's still room for rate cuts. The Reserve Bank tends to get a little bit edgy when it's, you know, at the medium point, like at about 4.5. So we're still looking good in terms of that.
Okay, and what are the markets looking like?
Well, Asian markets mixed this morning. Another negative close on Wall Street overnight. Also, a big US Fed decision coming out on rates today. Inflation also edging higher in the US. But Governor Jerome Powell has a lot more to deal with, like President Donald Trump's trade policies, what he's going to say next, and, really the impact thereof. We saw gold prices reaching new highs. We hit $3,038 an ounce yesterday on the back of, those U.S. concerns. There was also more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. And that gold price is just moving higher as a safe haven. We often see gold moving in that direction. So gold price also propping up the rand. We saw a good day for the currency yesterday. We enjoyed a solid day, almost hitting 18 rand against the dollar. This morning, though, we had 18.13 against the dollar. We had 23.56 against the pound and 19.84 against the euro. Let's see how it plays out today. Market, though, ending overall in the black yesterday and expected to open slightly firmer this morning.
Thank you very much. She's going to be bringing you Kaya Biz for the rest of the week, Sumitra Naidu. Obviously, the show comes on from Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.